Okay, we should keep moving on here. Next we have William Shirk.
Right.
And
Wild Bill Shirk.
Let me find my... Bill Shirk is from Bowling Green State University. He's been a collector since the late 1940s. He began the sound recordings archive at Bowling Green State in 1967, co-authored the book Tarnished Gold, The Record Industry Revisited. And his first ARSC presentation was in 1983 at Nashville, and it was on the history of party records.
Well, we're going to have a party today, I think. I'm really great to get back here again after missing the meeting for 2 years and being able to stand up in front of this venue and, you know, really play some hot tunes. It was kind of ironic in a way that that we had the most recent presentation and most wonderful was a great send-off because the gentleman under the bed encountered the type of weapon that I'm going to be playing some songs about. It's always fascinating to deal with the odd and the unusual in popular song, and most people maybe don't think twice, and it's all right, but don't think twice about, you know, a woman with a gun, but at the same time, the other half of the coin is how many songs have there been written about and sung about women with weapons in their hand creating mayhem? And so, pardon me?
Can't get a man.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Phil, this is mine. And so what I chose to do is create, and I actually, this fire was lit for under my chair, we'll say, related to the Film Board of Canada is going to be doing some type of documentary. And of course, I had no insight as to what exactly the take of the documentary was going to be. So I decided to take it and run with it and create this presentation. So what I've done is going to give you a presentation, and you can see from the wonderful graphics in the front and the back that the songs are all related to women with guns in their hand for various reasons. And the whole premise for what we're going to be talking about relates to the male-dominated society that's been able to hold a gun in their hand without much impairment. Once a woman has a gun in her hand, it's a whole different story because she's got a purpose, probably, where a man probably may not have to have a purpose. But a woman will always have a purpose for having a gun in her hand. I mean, we can think back over the years in history of celebrated women who have controlled weaponry. Now, that's a great term, right? Have controlled weaponry. All the way from, say, Molly Pitcher personing a gun during the Revolutionary War, Joan of Arc leading her minions into battle, the women who dressed like men. Oh, that's another whole theme. Women who dressed like men during the Civil War so they could go out to battle. So as I say, you have all these historical concepts that, you know, we can think of as we relate to what we're going to be playing. So what I've chosen to do is sort of chronologically, but I've also been trying to pick out the songs that, one, most importantly, that you can understand the lyrics, because there's nothing worse than to be able to listen to a song and say, what the hey is he playing there? So what I wanted to do is create this montage with my historical relation to all of this music. And the first one is the one I thought it was most appropriate to start because the one most of you have probably heard of. It's the song of the scorned woman who has gone after her lover. And in the words of the anonymous composer, we could assume would be the story of Frankie and Johnny. So we've got we have the 1929 Dallas recording done of Jimmy Rogers. Now, when we checked our database at Bowling Green, I probably have over 160 different recordings of this song or any of the variants because it has more or less fallen into American folk tradition as Frankie and Johnny or Frankie and Albert. So we're going to listen to a bit of Frankie and Johnny Jimmy Rogers.
Now let's. I don't want to cause you no trouble. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom. She saw to her surprise, there on a cot sat Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong.
To yodel and kill, right?
Frankie drew back her kimono. She took out a little 44. Rooty two two three times. She shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man. He was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber top buggies. Bring out the rubber top.
When's the last time you heard a gun go rooty toot toot, right? I think a little bit more violent sometimes. There's a wonderful song written by Woody Guthrie, and it sort of sets up the image of the women of the Wild West and how some of them attempted to tame the Wild West along with their male counterparts. And this is a song written by Woody Guthrie, probably in the middle to late 1930s, sung by Pete Seeger and Jack Elliott here. And Jack, of course, is still trying to continue his musical traditions, performing live and also new recordings. But this is a recording of the famous Belle Starr, and the long narrative song really relates to her many, many amorous loves with many of the outlaws that she was part of.
Since old Oklahoma, sand hills you did roam, is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below?
Single footing down in hell, see?
Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sounds of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore.
Cole Younger was your first, and the father of your girl, and the name that you picked for your daughter was Pearl. Cole robbed a bank and he drawed the lifeline, but I heard he was pardoned after 20 years' time.
Your Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sand hills.
That old black, that tan leather skirt, I bet you it turned on a lot of men. Are any of you into leather? I am. Speaking of leather, Phil, this is the song right here that Phil decided to bring in a little early. That's okay, Phil. That's okay. I'll still buy a lapel button from you. Now, don't fall asleep dreaming of lapel buttons, okay? All right. Because some woman may shoot you down. But no, it's okay. Well, I won't speak to Phil any longer. Well, I mean, yeah. This next song is taken right from Tin Pan Alley, but again, Another Woman with a Gun relates to women who found a profession in sharpshooting, and Annie Oakley was one of those, of course, associated with the showman by Bill Cody. And the musical, which was written lyrics and words, and also the music by Irving Berlin in 1946. And here we have Ethel Merman, and she reprised it later on a newer recording of Annie, a remake of Annie Get Your Gun for RCA Victor, and Doris Day, you know, played the character of Annie in the film version. But this is the 1946 version of Annie Get Your Gun, was sung by Can't Get a Man with a Gun, sung by Ethel Merman. Now listen closely to these lyrics. It's very important to listen to these lyrics because there's a whole story behind them. And she's going to tell it.
I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one. But my score with a feller is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with
Think about it. Think about it. Another image of a woman with a gun is the famous Gun Moll, the leader of criminal gangs, or a woman who would act on her own to do criminal activity, as if handling a gun isn't criminal activity anyway. But we have wonderful images, and first this actually British recording recorded in late 67, but recorded by Georgie Fame, again someone who has come back into prominence as sort of a jazz singer along with Van Morrison on a new recording that's just been issued. But this was to pick up on the theme of Bonnie and Clyde film that was issued about the same time. So this is a wonderful version of, and also listen to the wonderful sound effects. This is one of the few that really has some wonderful sound effects related to the use of weaponry.
Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home.
I'm a great one for volume control.
Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up desert to well.
Isn't that wonderful? Every song is wonderful. You probably know that already, that every song is wonderful. The next one is wonderful. Don Randy, who wrote the score for the 1970s film Bloody Mama, of course, the story is all about Shelley Winters and the leader of Ma Barker and the Barker Gang. And this is a wonderful song done by a sort of a country rock group called Bigfoot in 1970.
Blackfoot.
Blackfoot, I meant. Yeah, Bigfoot. You know, yeah, you're right. Well, Bigfoot, you know, wait till he's come stomping out here.
Ma Barker was her name. She lived up to her fame as the one and only pistol-packing ma. She taught her sons to shoot, some other things to boot. Bloody mama and her sons I fought the law.
You notice that wonderful counterpoint with the violin chorus in the background. The next one, which is, I think it's, I chose the song before I learned of Patsy Montana's death just recently. So, you know, another way, it's wonderful. I'm glad that I included this song, you know, in this presentation. But it's a song from a 1938 movie called The Masked Phantom, in which she sings a song, "I'm a rip, rip, snortin' two-gun girl." And here, her handling the guns, and here she has a gun in each hand. So we can think of the connotation of that. But in addition to that, she not only was a wonderful shot, but she was also able to protect the ranch and her possessions by being able to handle her weaponry as such. So we're going to listen to this this recording of the woman who probably more than any other woman created the feel of the real Wild West in her songs, mainly from the 1930s and early 1940s, here with the Prairie Ramblers.
I'm a rip-rip snortin' two-gun gal, call me dynamite. Ammunition is my food, pleasure is a fight. Never missed a sure bullseye, hit it every crack. I can hit the center gun from behind my back. The rustlers go out hiding when I'm riding on the trail. I get so wild, the moon turns mild, looks down scared and pale. I'm danger to a coyote, they keep from my corral. I'm set supporting, rip, rip, snorting, rolling two-gun gal.
And wonderful. The next song I want to play is the one that everybody remembers, the title of this paper, Pistol Pack and Mama. And again, it runs the same theme, the vengeful woman out to get the man who has slighted her. So we have this wonderful country swing version of Al Dexter and his Troopers, which again was, even though the better selling record was the one by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, can you picture that? But here we have the one that I think is the best version, of course, is the one that most people do remember, is with Al Dexter and his Troopers from 1943.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde, until one night she shot out the light. Bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you'll put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Now I want to pair these together. I know that my time is short, as I would say if some woman had a gun on me, my time is short. But so Jimmy Rogers said that too. But what I want to do is pair these two songs together so you can listen to the two women singing about songs. So this is a wonderful pairing of two songs. The first is a 1958 song. I didn't know the gun was loaded. I was trying to trace the history of this. And then when I realized it was written by this man named Hank Fort, he actually recorded an album in 1958 for Epic Records, and it turns out that it wasn't meant to be a country song in the first place. He just did an album of humorous sort of tongue-in-cheek songs. So we have I Didn't Know the Gun Was Loaded, which was done by Gene Shepherd from a radio transcription, and then we'll back it up with a wonderful, powerful song by Wanda Jackson from 1967. I mean, it really gives a very dangerous view of the impersonalization of a gun in a woman's hand.
Oh, wait. What is wrong here? What? Stop.
Open he got and sing out the alibi. I didn't know.
Wrestling.
Hole she did not appreciate, so she whooped out her pistol and shot him in the knee. Then quickly she sang this plea: I didn't know that gun was loaded, and I'm so sorry, my friend.
God, you know what happened? I hit the record button, so I was recording. Well, that's okay. All right, we'll let this thing go again. Very powerful song here.
Take your hands off my baby.
I love that. Great late 1960s rock and roll. Sounds a little bit like Ann Margaret there, doesn't it? In sort of a way, has that same image of Ann Margaret. The next one here, you have to listen a little closely to the lyrics, but it's a wonderful song about a street girl from probably some urban area, and of course handling the type of gun people in gangs would handle, which would be a zip gun, usually a homemade gun. Wearing leather, shows this is a leather-clad zip gun woman, done by Hackamore Brick, a very obscure rock group from 1970.
Zip gun woman, get off of that platform. Give me a match, it's hiding inside.
to the other end of the spectrum, a person who you would not expect to have a gun. This is one of my favorites. It was also made into a wonderful, wonderful, vivid video. Julie Brown, one of the two Julie Browns that was on MTV. The other was Downtown Julie Brown. This is Julie Brown, a comic, a stand-up comedian, and she's done some acting, but she has a wonderful, strange sense of humor in this song, which is called Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. And it goes on and on and on. Wonderful narrative, wonderful narrative. The next song, which is done by Tommy Shaw, it's a wonderful album cover. I should have brought graphics for all of this. Tommy Shaw, who was a member of the rock group Styx, and most recently with the group Damn Yankees, when he went solo on A&M Records, the same label that Styx recorded for. The album cover has a picture of him, and next to it is a woman's hand going like that next to his head. And of course the title of the album is called Girls with Guns. Very, very, very scary type of song related to family life and guns and the influence of this on a girl having a gun in her hand.
I'll tell you.
Isn't that wonderful? I think the best part of this whole presentation I've always enjoyed is that we're covering the entire spectrum of musical performance. I mean, I love this because we're not using just rock music or jazz or country music. We're covering the entire spectrum. And we're now taking a step into another spectrum right now with our wonderful friends Pinkerton Bowden. I mean, they are the parodists extraordinaire in the world of country music. And this wonderful song, Woman with a Gun, is no exception to that. So what I want to do is perform this song. This is from, I think, their first album they did in 1984, Pinkerton Bowden, Woman with a Gun.
So drove a pickup truck, rifle rack behind the seat. And he parked his Ford back behind the bar and he stepped inside the chief. Well, he never saw his wife come in. He was blind from Cupid's dart. And he never heard the 12 gauge that stopped his cheating heart.
And I've seen it all a thousand times, it always ends the same. There's got to be a loser with every cheating game. Some men think it's funny chasing skirts and having fun. But there ain't nothing funny about a woman with a gun.
Don't you know it? Don't you know it? And the next one really tells a story. It comes from a very scary album. The album, the song is called Gun-Totin' Woman, and it's on an album called The American Gun Album, a celebration in song on the Rage label. All right? And one song I'm not playing, another song on this album is called America Was Born with a Gun in Her Hand. All right? But right. but the song I wanted to play, again, is just as scary. It's sung by Tim McDonald, the song on this album, Gun-Totin' Woman.
She's a brand new breed of woman. If you mess with her, she'll have to set you straight.
she turned 16. He knew that there'd be trouble by the way she filled her jeans. He gave her his revolver, he taught her how to shoot. Now everywhere she goes, she got that six gun in her boot. She's a gone toting woman. Got her daddy's 38. She's a gone toting woman. Better run for it's too late.
Isn't that great? Now, as I said, they're all great. The next one's even greater, maybe. It's by the song called Girls with Guns. Now, the song Girls with Guns was written by Penn Jillette. And if you remember Penn Jillette, he's part of the Penn and Teller Strange Act, as we want to call it. But the group is called Bongos, Basses, and Bob. And the title of the album was called Never Mind the Sex Pistols. If you remember, Never Mind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols. And the label is, from what I can see, since they never spell the name of the label out, it's 50 scadillion volts. And it's like 5-0 with 50 zeros after it. That's the title of the label. But this is Girls with Guns by Bongos, Bass, and Bob.
I go to the movies.
Get some jazz here.
When I want to get hot.
Listen to this.
I don't go to the porno. Don't want what they got. I go to the Bond film. Wish I'm kind of real. When would that get me? I'm fairly deadly. I got a dead.
44, 22, 38.
I got a dead.
44, 22, 38.
And she's a girl.
Great. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? I love it. Now, this one gets quite serious here. Again, this is another one, Janie's Got a Gun. This is the one I think truly relates to to family relations and the cause for a woman to bear arms. This is a 1989 hit record by Aerosmith called Janie's Got a Gun. Listen to the quality of the recording. You notice, the technology. We noticed early electric recording from the late 20s. We're moving up and really showing how the advent, again, another reason why I want to make this type of presentation so we could show the history of recorded technology.
Janie got a gun. Janie got a gun.
Man.
World's come undone. The sun.
Isn't that great? I love that one. That's one of my favorites. I wish I was out front listening to the speakers doing this. Now, hopefully you can understand the lyrics. This is by one of my favorite groups, the Cramps. The title of the song is called Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. Now, let me quickly read the lyrics so that you can understand it here. Here we go. I've been a drag racer on LSD, and I rode bare ass on top of the Sphinx. I even had a gorilla on the slopes of Kismet and a man that was fun for a while. But Bikini Girls with Machine Guns, this stuff will kill you. It's loaded with fun, Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. I want to show you that the ridiculous to the sublime, from riding bare ass on the Sphinx, you know, to Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. So we can picture that at the end.
Right.
Listen to that guitar work, though. Machine gun.
Oh, man.
I dig that. I dig that, you know, the guitar work. Now, this was taken, that last one was not from a concert album. A studio album. That was taken from a concert album, if we know what those kind are. From one of their concerts in 1989. And as you can see, and as I love to work with this type of presentation, you know, as I say, I had fun doing it, and I hope you had fun, because that's what it's all about. But at the same time, I think that you go away with another perspective on popular music themes. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions? I mean, I may have answers. Yeah, Mike.
Can Ada Jones ever do a Girls with Guns record?
I wonder. She may have, you know, or maybe she should have. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a 20-minute break and resume at 3:20.